They didn't just disappear, they were erased. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
His moniker was Bad Boy, and according to all the lawsuits and the federal investigation that's going on into him and a grand jury being convened, kind of appears to have lived up to his name. Of course, we're talking about Sean Diddy Combs. No charges as of right now against him. He is innocent until proven guilty. But things are not looking the greatest in the land, oh Diddy, these days. The latest on the Diddy drama comes in the form of a civil judgment of $100 million. Sounds pretty bad. It sounds horrible on the surface. Like, oh my God, is he going to... It's because he didn't show up to court is why this judgment has been made against Diddy. But it's also been made by someone who's in prison, who has a history of lying and other crimes. Joining me to discuss, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. Horrible sounding civil judgment, but it doesn't necessarily mean that Diddy's getting out the checkbook right away, does it?
No, certainly not. On the surface, it's a staggering headline. But when you really look into it, you know, Diddy's team is saying that he was not personally served with the lawsuit, meaning he didn't have any notice of it. He wouldn't have known to go appear and defend against it because he never got wind of it. Now, the plaintiff, however, did present some evidence to the judge that there was service, and the judge agreed in that context. And the accuser also has records of Diddy coming to the prison facility allegedly to make an offer of settlement. So Diddy will file a motion to set aside this judgment, and we'll have to see whether it stands in the future.
Does he... If he presents that evidence and it shows he wasn't served, I'm sure there has to be a record of this. Wouldn't the judge have looked at that record before just saying, yes, this judgment is going out to you?
100%. We deal with these cases like this in our civil practice, where we personally serve somebody, we get a receipt of service, which is an affidavit under oath from a process server saying, hey, I gave the document, mm-hmm. the legal documents to this defendant. And so presumably this plaintiff presented that to the judge because the judge would not have issued any kind of judgment without some evidence that there was proper service. Now, did he saying that never happened?
If it never happened, then he wouldn't have also then likely gone in or had his attorney go in to the prison to negotiate some sort of a deal as well, because he wouldn't know that there even was this process going on. And there certainly would be records of that too. So let's say they look into this, and I mean, if there's no records, I'm guessing it gets thrown out. If there are records,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but yes, that's correct. So if there is not adequate personal service documentation that is not forged, then this judgment will be set aside and the plaintiff will kind of start back from square one.
So if there is records of him going in and doing this and having the meeting and being served, where does that put it? If it was just basically ignored?
You know, that's a good question. It seems, you know, it's not uncommon for people to just not defend lawsuits and hope they go away and they're dealing with other stuff or whatever. But even if there is proper service, Diddy can still challenge the validity and accuracy of the $100 million judgment and say, hey, this is way too much. Even if the judge thinks that I was personally served and responsible, we're talking something way lower, like maybe $1 million or something like that.
What's the point of making the judgment if the defendant, which would be Diddy in this case, can just ignore it and then come back and be like, well, okay, I guess I'll take this serious now while all of you have been doing it over here. Now I guess I'll do it now that I got this judgment against me.
Yeah, I mean, so when you file a lawsuit, the court is going to make it move along. And so even if the other side doesn't want to participate, the court's going to force the plaintiff to continue to try to prove their case. Usually what happens is they have a damages hearing where the plaintiff presents evidence of, hey, here's how much I'm out or how much this case is worth to me. And then you get a judgment against somebody and then you try to enforce that judgment. Now, there are tricks to enforcement and defenses to that enforcement. So it's just something that the court kind of requires the plaintiff to move along. And here we are at that stage.
It wouldn't be hard, and I'm not playing on Diddy's side, but devil's advocate here, literally. The accusations do sound a lot like what Diddy's been accused of in the past. It's not to say that one couldn't have looked at the news and went, oh yeah, that happened to me too, to make it sound exactly like he has in the past. But these are allegations dating back to 1997 of being drugged and sexually assaulted by Diddy in Detroit at a party. That's got to be a little difficult to prove, but I guess if you can put Diddy there in 97, which I don't know how you would do, maybe white logs, I don't know, something. I guess any of those things could be brought up into discovery, if they even exist anymore. This has got to be a hard one to truly prove and not just want to walk away with a settlement.
Oh, yeah. These are so tough, especially when there is an alleged serial abuser and you have folks who are legitimately aggrieved. We've seen the Cassie video. She got the heck beat out of her by Diddy. That's a legit claim. There are other claims that certainly have substantiation, and we got to take those seriously. On the other hand, Diddy's saying, hey, this is all about the Benjamins, if you will. And you know, it's a cash grab by someone trying to get money from a rich guy. And so it's really difficult to you got to look at these and parse out the evidence and make sure that there is enough there, because this gentleman who is bringing these accusations, while he may have been aggrieved, also has some marks against him that go against his credibility.
That's true. And obviously, those things should be taken into somewhat of an account. It's just, he's got the track record, so almost anybody at this point can make accusations, which ends up muddying the waters for the legit ones, which there certainly does seem to be, especially Cassie, we know 100% for sure are true. I don't think he ever quite understood the meaning, the depth of the meaning of mo money, mo problems back in 1997, if we were to look all the way now to 2024.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think he's going to be left with only problems soon enough.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.